broadcasting live from San Francisco, California, USA, Earth, to all points north, south, east, west, and beyond. It's Key Radio.
Hi, this is Patricia with Create Your Fate with Top 58. I come to you tonight on Key Radio with a master's degree in education and 47 years as a psychic reader. Recently, I was published in Cosmopolitan Magazine and Women's Health Magazine. Two people did an article, and they mentioned me, and I so appreciate it. Also, I made a prediction about the ending for the series of The Game of Thrones. That was on Bustle.com. And last month, I appeared on CBS television on a program called Focus on the Bet. These have all been great experiences for me, and I am beyond blessed. Thank you, God. I believe in Jesus, okay? I am a Christian, okay? And, you know, we all have to believe in something. So if you believe in a higher power or somebody greater than yourself, welcome to my show. I'm completely honest. I will not give you a fairy tale reading. I'm not going to tell you about the unicorn that's going to show up in your driveway or Fabio that's going to knock on your door, okay? I'm very honest. I'm not hurtful. I'm not mean. I have a good heart. I'm loving. I'm grateful you're all here. Today is September 9th, 2019. And how are you all doing out there tonight in Radio Land? I desire for you all to be here. It's approximately 5:30 p.m. here on the West Coast. So are you all ready to get a free reading tonight? Well, if you are, I invite you to call 657-383-0802 to get yours now. Now, a word from our sponsor. If any of you have a social media account, such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, please go to these pages of Keen's and like these pages. Keen.com is a leading site for psychic readings, spiritual guidance, inspiration, and empowerment. Advisors on Keen are available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year to answer any question you have regarding love, career, relationships, or anything you desire to learn about your life and your world. This is your life. This is your world. I often tell customers when they call me for the first time, welcome to my world. That's right. It's my world. I get to make my own destiny by my choices, one choice at a time. I give my options to a higher power, who I call Jesus, and hopefully he guides me in the right direction. So I believe my calling is to help you make proper decisions and proper ways of life. That's what my belief is. That's what my calling is. I believe I have to walk alongside you patiently, gently, loving, caring. That's my belief. I believe that this job here is my calling. I do this on my own time, and I do this because I love, love, love my clients. So, I am super excited to be hosting here on Keen Radio, and here we are talking on Create Your Fate with Top 58. If you'd like to get a free reading with me, you can go on Keen's website and look for me under extension 0481-9206. Again, you can call any advisor you choose at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. You can also download the Keen app because Keen has gone mobile, and you can find me on there. Just do a search for Pat 58. If you want a two-question, free, quick reading tonight on the show, I invite you to call 657-383-0802. So before we get started, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's been going on with me. Because when you guys call me, you're always talking about your issues, and I don't mind. I love helping you. But some of you are curious about what's going on in my life, in my world. So I had an event to go to this last weekend. My beautiful cousin turned 18, and I stepped up to the plate and offered to help her with this party, so I had to be there, okay? And I didn't want to go because there was a family member there that I could probably go three lifetimes and never see again, okay? There was something that went on with her when I was younger that I just choose not to talk about her over the air, but I just don't want to deal with her because of that, and I do not like her husband. So anyways, I just did not want to go, but I have people in my life who are completely honest with me, and this lovely lady in my life told me, you're going to suit up, Patricia, you're going to show up, Patricia, and you're going to shut up, Patricia, and you're just going to go. And afterwards, after it's over, you're going to come and see me, okay? So I did what she said. I suited up, I showed up, and I shut up. So suiting up means I got dressed, okay? I put on my best outfit. I got my hair done. I went and I showed up. I was there before everybody else. And I took the cake and I was there and I helped with the party and I was pleasant. And what shutting up means is you don't approach the person you don't want to talk to. And I just stayed away and I smiled and I smiled big and grand and I had a good time and I took lots of selfies. And I'll tell you something, I feel so empowered, because that person that I didn't want to see, she watched me. She watched me as I talked to other people. She watched people hug me. She watched people laugh with me. She watched me take selfies with other people. She watched me. She watched to see how I would interact. And she could not stand the fact that I was so happy. But you know what? That happiness I feel today is an inside job. It took me a long, long time to get to that place and not give her so much power. Now, the other thing I'm going to tell you that I did, because I've learned this over the years, is that if you're going to go into a dicey situation that you don't want to go into, you take somebody with you that's on your side. So for those of you who know, I have two lovely parents that are still living, and they are divorced, for those of you who know, who listen to my show. However, because even though they're divorced, they do get along. So guess what? Both of them went with me. And all of us, my husband, my son, my parents, myself, we sat at this table with the birthday girl, and we had a blast. And we had a good time, and we were dignified. And when it was over, we were glad it was over, but we did it as a team. Now, I give that a tribute to Christ, because I prayed before I went. I put on the armor of God. I told God I needed help. And people suited up, and they showed up, and they were there for me. And I'm so happy and so blessed that I went. And my beautiful cousin told me, thank you. Thank you, Patricia, for showing up for me. Thank you for coming through for me. Thank you. Because, see, that cousin of mine that just turned 18 years old, she doesn't have a mom and dad. They abandoned her. And I told her early on that I'm there for you. So even though it was hard for me to go there and deal with somebody that I didn't want to deal with, I'm proud to say today that I was there for my cousin. And I'm so happy to be sharing it with you. And I hope that my experience, strength, and hope benefits you in some way. And I'll tell you something, if you're up against somebody or something that you don't want to deal with, pray about it. Call people to get their advice. That's what I'm for. I'll be honest with you. I'll give you suggestions. I'll give you my experience. I'll tell you what might work, what doesn't work. Take somebody with you that's on your side. Don't go into it alone. And trust me, if you don't want to do it anyway. And that's all I've got, and I'm ready to give free readings, and I'm super, super excited. I'm so excited tonight. So here we are. There's somebody that's been on hold for almost 30 minutes, and I'm so grateful for that. So here we go. Clicking now. I would like you to tell me who you are, where you're from, and if you'd like, you can share a tough experience you had and how you got through it quickly, and then I'll give you two question reading for free. Again, if you want to call me, the number is 657-383-0802. Here we go. Hi, this is Patricia. You're live on the air. Your name?
Hi, Patricia. It's Michelle calling from Alberta. Thanks for taking my
call. Hi, Michelle. Welcome. Welcome to my world. You're here with Create Your Fate with Pat 58. How can I help you?
I'm just kind of curious what you see coming for love. I sense I'm going to meet somebody at work. I don't know if I've seen them yet, but I...
Honestly, what I see is I see three things here. The work card did come up first, so there is a connection there with work. There's a connection with work, okay?
Yeah.
I honestly think that you might meet this person. It could be either over the internet, because I get Nine of Swords. That means quick, fast communication. But the outcome is the Queen of Coins, so that means a trusted friend, somebody that you trust, possibly a female relative.
Okay. Thank you.
Whoever it is, whoever you're going to meet, Michelle, I get Nine of Cups here. They're going to make you happy. Like, there's a lot of happiness involved. And I think the reason being that the reason that they make you happy, you make them happy, vice versa, is because they find you to be hardworking. The work connection that you're feeling could be with the Two of Wands. It could be that you guys have that in common.
Okay.
So what else do you want to know, Michelle? You're welcome.
Maybe a timeline, if you pick up anything.
The wind.
Thank you.
Oh, really? I want to say probably you probably meet them. I'll give you two time frames. I see either October or March.
Oh, okay. Thank
you very
much.
It feels like you're
going
to have a choice, though, between two people.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll take that.
So would you like to share anything, like how you went through something difficult and got through it? Because that experience was hard for me over the weekend.
Oh, no doubt, and good for you for getting through it. God. Sometimes you just got to do what you got to do, but in the same sense, it turned out good, right? So
yeah,
all that matters.
It certainly did. It certainly did. I was really proud of myself. So what experience did you have, though, that was difficult?
Well, I think just right now, my mom has Alzheimer's, and we haven't got along for years, and now it's just extra hard. So it's been very stressful for me. Thankfully, my sister and dad talk to her more often. They seem to be, can get through to her, so... It's tough. She's my mom, but she doesn't live close. And, yeah, definitely hard seeing her like that. And the bitchiness is hard to take too, right?
Right.
So, yeah. It's one of those things, I guess.
So there's that common thread because, like, I didn't think that my dad would step up for me because he's been kind of in and out of my life emotionally and physically.
Yeah.
And just to call him and say, look, I need you. And he showed up and he was there and he was like, okay.
Aww.
And this is my mom's family.
Yeah. That's so,
it's the people come out of the woodwork that you never thought would.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's the same for you with your brother and your sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah,
I'll be praying for you, Michelle.
Right? Thank you so much, Patricia. Have a wonderful night.
Do you want me to keep you on or do you want me to disconnect the call?
You can disconnect it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye.
Okay, here we go. On to our next caller.
Hello.
Hi, this is Patricia. You're live on the air. Your name?
Thank you for taking my call. This is Stacy. How are you?
I'm fine, Stacy. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from New York.
Oh, yay. I love the Big Apple. Love, love, love it. So are you calling from
really?
The city or outside the city?
I'm calling from the city, but I was born outside of the city.
Awesome. Awesome. So how can I help you?
I just want a general reading, if possible, or should I just ask a question?
I'm really good with direct questions because I'm very direct.
Okay, so I would like to get a car. It can be a used car. So just want to see when would be a good time. Hopefully, I'm thinking maybe in January or February. I could go get it before then, but I definitely need a new car. I mean, do you need a car? That works well.
It says between now and January. So actually,
yay.
Now and January.
Okay. And does it pick up that it's a used car and what color or how much should I spend?
Let me see. So I could ask one more question about the car. Okay.
Okay. That's fine.
Show me more details. Show me more details about the car. Show me more details about the car. See, now I'm asking a broad question because that way, in that broad question, I'll get some juicy details. I do feel like it's new. I do feel like you will be really happy with it.
Okay.
I think it's bigger than what you have now.
Okay. Nice.
I think it's really good. Like, you're going to use it a lot, so I feel like it's really good on mileage.
Nice.
There's something about it, because I get the Eight of Coins in the spread, and Eight of Coins means craftsmanship to put together. So there's something about, and it also means repetition. So there's something about it that's familiar to you, and it's custom.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
So there's something that you have customized in it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll call you back January.
So do you have any experiences that you went through that were difficult for you? That you're glad you did it?
Yes. You know what? Believe it or not, I have always been shy. And I started taking public speaking classes to help with the shyness. And it's opening a new door for me, okay, as far as I want to study more. Now I want to study more of public speaking. I want to study more of communication. So I think it kind of helped me because it did hinder me from taking certain jobs because I had anxiety. But now, oh my gosh, it was just nothing. I just felt that the universe, it worked for me, and it didn't work for me, but the outcome of it is beautiful. It's beautiful. So now I'm back in public speaking class, and I love it. And I'm going to be continue practicing. Yeah, I'm going to continue practicing. Yes, yes.
Well, thanks for sharing.
Thank you. Okay, I'll continue listening to the show.
Okay, well, thank you. Okay, so one of the things about the show is I always do the secret word, okay? So if I don't get to you tonight, I want you to stay online, and I'm going to mention the secret word. And what I invite you to do is I want you to email me the secret word, okay? You say, hey, Pat, I listened to your show tonight on 9/9/2019, and this is the secret word, okay? And you're going to email that to me, and if you email it to me, I'll send you 2 free minutes, okay? So that way you can call me on Keen, and I can answer your 2 free questions, okay? So it's time for our next caller. Hi, this
hey,
is Patricia.
Patricia,
you're live
how
on
you
the
doing,
air.
Hon? Patricia.
I'm sorry, your name?
Kathleen from Massachusetts. How you doing, hon?
I'm fine, thank you. So what would you like to know, Kathleen?
All right. I have 2 questions. I have a sister that I just started talking to over the phone. We haven't spoken since 2006 when my mother died. And I approached her, called her. We're supposed to get together, I think it's the 22nd, with her and her husband, me and my boyfriend. And I want to know how it would go and if you see us spending Thanksgiving or Christmas together.
Okay, what's your sister's name?
Rosemary.
Okay, let me see.
They call me Kay. A lot of people call me Kay, but my real name's Kathleen.
It says you guys had a misunderstanding because somebody stood up for themselves or because somebody asked the wrong question.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
I stood up for myself, I feel. And that was, my mother was still living, but she died in 2006. So I haven't seen her since the funeral.
And your sister didn't like that. Like, she doesn't want to let go of her ego. Okay. So, however, that's the part I'm picking up on. So the cards are saying, and my psychic ability is saying, that things are going to improve, okay? This will take some time. Your sister is going to be a little icy, a little distant, okay? And I feel like it's because, like, you're similar to me and my story, the story I share, okay?
Yeah, I heard it, yeah.
You're happier. You're happy. Like, you're not in exile. You're not like staying home and keeping to yourself.
I'm housebound.
You're happier.
Physically.
Mm. But the cards are saying like you're happier than you were, than how she knew you. Okay, and she's not gonna know what to make of that. Okay, I'm sorry that you're at home, you know, bound. But so she's gonna be a little distant. Okay, but it doesn't mean that she's going to go away, okay, because she's not going to know what to make of it, okay, but just be patient with her and just let her come to you.
Well, I'm going to her house in 2 weeks, not this weekend, next weekend. She invited me and my boyfriend.
Right, but what I'm saying is emotionally, like you're there, you know, be, you know, keep it light, keep it on safe subjects.
Yeah, I get that one.
Okay. Just keep it real light.
But do you see us spending either Thanksgiving or Christmas together?
Because there's something still within her that she doesn't want to let go of, okay? So you need to make sure that she doesn't go there, is what I'm trying to say. Okay?
All right. My other question was, I have
lymphedema. Let me see if you spend the holidays with her.
I'm sorry?
I'm asking if you end up spending the holidays with her.
Oh, okay.
Yes. You will.
Oh, wow. It'd be the first time in years. Would it be Thanksgiving or Christmas, do you know?
I would love to answer more questions, but I'm only allowed to answer two.
Oh, because I thought that was a one-potter. I just had this, and it's physical.
Yeah, I can't answer health questions.
Oh, okay. Can I ask you when I'm going to get a car again?
Well, what I invite you to do is I'm almost done with the show, and I'm going to mention a word, and you go to my site on Keen, you look for Pat 58, and you say, Pat, I heard you say this secret word, and I'll send you 2 free minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Is that okay?
All right, thank you. Yes, thank
you're
you.
You're welcome, Kay. Have a good night. Thank you.
You too, hon.
All right, so we have time for one more. Here we go. All right, you're live on the air. Your name?
Hi, Pat. This is Tamika. Thank you so much for fitting me in, taking my call.
Hi, Tamika. So do you mind, sweetheart, we have time for one quick question. What do you want to know, honey?
Okay, I wanted to know, I just wanted to check in with you today. I went back to work, and Frank was kind of acting kind of weird towards me. I found myself kind of hurt that last week he didn't call me for my birthday. He didn't wish me happy birthday today. At the end of the day, he seemed like he was trying to talk to me, but I saw him coming from downstairs with that supervisor that I asked you about. So I just wanted to check in to see what you see going on and what you see for us, like as far as like me and him in relationship.
He's going to act more secretive, but you're going to catch him spying on you. And the reason why is because he can't let go of you. He finds you to be the perfect partner. He does have romantic feelings for you. He's just not ready right now to take the risk of getting involved, Tanika, because you guys work together. But the cards are saying that that's going to change. You just need to keep acting proper and sincere. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, sweetheart, and I'll keep you on so you can hear the secret word, okay?
Okay.
All right. So this has been a great show, and I really appreciate you. If I didn't get a chance to get to you, I invite you to call me on Keen at extension 048-19206. I will be back next week for another episode of Create Your Fate with Pat 58, I will be logging on soon to Keen to take your call. So I invite you to arrange a call on Keen. And tonight the secret word is, and wait for it, is relationships. The secret word is relationships. I invite you to call me just for tonight. You mentioned today's date, and I will send you 2 free minutes if you send me an email with the secret word relationship. Okay? Have a great night. It's been an awesome episode of Create Your Fate with Pat 58. I will be back next week. God bless you and take care.